Well, Roy Keane gave a characteristically outspoken response to the sacking of Manchester United manager David Moyes last night. I think it's a shame and I think he should have been given more time. I think some of the players and Manchester United should be ashamed of themselves, he said. Intriguingly, it's actually suggested in this morning's Sun that if Louis van Gaal gets the Old Trafford job, he would be interested in having Roy Keane as his assistant. Well, we'll see. David Davies, football broadcaster and former executive director of the FA joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
I gathered that you're a Manchester United supporter for your sins at the moment. Well, you had many, many good years. What do you make of the events of the past 48 hours?
Well, do you know something? I have the rather old-fashioned view of seeing these things in human terms. And I'm very sad, of course, for David Moyes, for David Moyes' family, particularly, that this has happened in such a humiliating way. And, you know, people will talk about, oh, he'll get X million pounds as a payoff, but that will not take away the hurt of what has happened. And that's my first thought. My second thought is, yes, I am a Manchester United supporter, which meant that I had my run-ins in 13 years at the FA with Manchester United, but I've been a supporter of the club for some 50 years, and my mind goes back to 1969 and the efforts to replace Sir Matt Busby. And the parallels with that time are extraordinary in so many ways. My view in hindsight, and how clever is hindsight, there was too much change too quickly at Manchester United on and off the pitch. And, you know, that's the price was paid in the past 48 hours.
I see some commentary this morning arguing that essentially Manchester United fans are going to have to get used to more difficult times, that they don't have the money of Manchester City or Chelsea, and that money wins tournaments for you.
Well, you know, are Manchester United going to have as much success in the next 25 years as they've had in the last 25 years? Almost certainly not. That would be quite extraordinary if that were to happen. But you know something, I have been astounded that, you know, I've been abroad for much of the past 3 weeks and I've come back and the Manchester United story and the Manchester United soap opera, if you will, has led the national news, certainly in the UK, and I suspect there with you in Ireland as well, and then on international news channels as well. Manchester United has been the lead story. Now, that is a quite extraordinary fact. So when people say, well, Manchester United are going to have to get used to being just like any other club, I actually don't believe Manchester United at the moment, with this worldwide fan base that they have and the interest in what goes on there, I think they are still very much a one-off, but they've got to do it on the pitch.
Who would you like to see as the next manager?
Well, I think the thing that worries me most about what's happened in the past 9 months at Manchester United is that, yes, I know Brendan Rodgers has been a huge success at Liverpool up to this point, but the truth is that David Moyes' demise at United, I think, may set back the idea that top clubs can have homegrown British, or at least British or Irish managers. That has been set back some distance. And, you know, that if you ask me who do I think is the likeliest candidate, if he's available, I think Ancelotti, if he becomes available from Madrid, would be a very good choice for Manchester United. I still have a suspicion that Gus Hiddink, a different Dutchman to the one that most people are talking about this morning, Van Gaal, might be in there somewhere. But then there is a yearning amongst a lot of United people I know. Just supposing, I just throw this in, people are saying Ryan Giggs is not a candidate for the job permanently. But just supposing Manchester United have end the season with four terrific performances, four good wins, the yearning for Ryan Giggs to be if not number one, certainly number two in the management team will be enormous.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking our call this morning. That was David Davies, former executive director of the FA.